Tucked away in a side street just off the main road into Famagusta, the British Cemetery is a multinational burial site with graves dating back as far as 1883. A flu pandemic in 1918 killed hundreds of thousands of soldiers during the First World War. Famagusta, offering one of the most substantial deep water port handling in Europe, was used to ship in the sick, and many of them lost their lives in Cyprus and are buried here at the British Cemetery. Since then, it's housed the resting places of more British servicemen, many from the 1st Battalion, the Royal Scots, as well as civilians from all over the globe. Anne Kelly is the chairperson of the Famagusta Cemetery Committee.
We've got Hungarians, we've got Chinese, we've got French, we've got Italians. It's just a multicultural one. Nobody is barred from here. The latest one was that gentleman there who's a German tourist, came over for a holiday and died. And he died on the Friday, he was buried on the Saturday, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Corporal Mikey Dulkin headed up the restoration project. He explains how they got involved with the repairs after attending a Royal Engineers Association meeting.
We found out an ex-engineer, he'd emigrated out here and he'd passed away. So one of the guys come up to have a look and they noticed the state of the place, basically. And it could have done with a lick of paint here and there. So I went away, started trying to arrange some money, which we kindly got donated from our officers' mess, our sergeants' mess, the Royal Engineer Association Cyprus branch and the Royal Navy Association Cyprus branch.
Mikey put together a report detailing all the work he intended to carry out. And along with a dozen or so colleagues, he set about improving the appearance of the cemetery.
It was quite hard to tell the difference between the path and the plots themselves because, unfortunately, the nature of the ground is very sandy and dusty, so there's not a lot that could have been done. So we decided to get loads of gravel and started moving that around by hand with wheelbarrows. You could see through the walls in some of the sections where it's just corroded over the years. We put over 3 tons worth of cement mix into the walls, rendered it, and just gave it a good old lick of paint.
15 tons worth of gravel, several tins of paint, and 5 days of hard graft later, the result is a brighter, tidier graveyard with one or two special features.
One of my colleagues, Sergeant Rusty Marnock, he's a chippy by trade, so we got him to knock up something beautiful out of hardwood. So as you walk in, the idea is there's now a brass plaque mounted so you can see where the military personnel are actually laid to rest, and each row can be identified so you know where they are.
And nobody was more pleased with the outcome than the lady who tends to the cemetery on a weekly basis, Anne Kelly.
Can you imagine working with all these young soldiers? I mean, it's a dream come true, isn't it, really? Actually, I was thrilled to bits. First thing you see is that wonderful plaque that Rusty made. Absolutely beautiful. And then you just look around and it's so bright now because it was always a dull surroundings with huge holes in it. And now it's just nice and white, so the sun reflects on that. But they worked so hard. Absolutely wonderful load of guys they were.
And Mikey also feels a sense of pride at their achievements.
It was very worthwhile. At the end, when we stood back and had a look, we felt very proud of what we'd done because I believe it needed to be done. So I felt like we'd achieved something. And I think it's important to not forget our fallen comrades, no matter what era they were from. We're all service personnel, so I think it's important this place shouldn't be forgotten.
Having discussed the project with the commander of JSSU, the engineers in INIC now hope to make the restoration project an annual event to tie in with Remembrance Day.